Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that's not what I wanted to have happen. Try it again. Huh. There we go.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
And thank you for putting up with the little technical glitches. My name is Mud Toe. This is my show, The Midnight Garden. And I see here that I have promised you some discussion on casting pods. And maybe I'll even talk about that. Who knows? I do often get around to what I said I would talk about. On my previous show, I used to like write whole paragraphs of what I might talk about. It's a very interesting exercise. No, not really. But I often find that as time passes, I find that the thing I wanted to talk about is not the thing I want to talk about anymore. I often find there isn't really anything I want to talk about, and I totally have to wing it for half an hour. I know that's not terribly fair to you folks out there, but hey, what are you going to do? It's Friday and it's late. It's midnight. It was about 6 years ago that my friends Chief Iggy and Ben. I can't try to remember Ben's name, Ben's spiritual name. Well, whatever it was, they convinced me to do a radio show on Fridays at midnight. And so it was 6 years of doing shows, mostly not fully conscious, often struggling physically and spiritually to find a direction. But the point of the show is to try in some way, for me to try in some way to align with spirit and to have my intentions align with those of spirit. And so someone out there will hear something that they need to hear. And that is kind of a lofty goal. I don't think of myself as a deep philosopher. I don't think of myself as someone who touches deep truths, at least not very often. I'm certainly not someone who's very good at passing them along. So it's all spirit. When stuff happens here, it's spirit telling me, not even really telling me. I don't know consciously what it is that the direction in which I'm being pushed. I tend to notice it later when I think about the show. And I did try listening to, I haven't listened to the shows afterward for a long time now. I've tried listening to them, trying to discern where the directions were coming from. I guess it's kind of, someone once told me about, they'd done some studies of the Book of Revelation, and that there was a paradox there, that we study the Book of Revelation looking for clues, and yet the whole reason that the book is written in a sort of code that it's written in is so that we wouldn't be able to figure it out. So we're in our study of it, we're trying to defeat what God's purpose was, which doesn't seem like a terrific idea to me. But then are you thinking, is it like a Da Vinci Code thing that maybe you really are supposed to figure it out, but you're not? It says you're not. God says you're not, but you really are supposed to. But then you think you're not, but then you are. And then Tom Hanks comes in and weird things start to happen. I've not seen any of those movies. How many are there? There's a Code, and then there's another one. I think there's a third one coming. We like... We do like defeating God's plans for secrecy. God's keeping shit from us, and we don't like it. So get Tom Hanks out there, and he's going to find out. Or get Hal Lindsey out there. Who remembers Hal Lindsey? He was out there scaring the shit out of people when I was just coming out of high school and into college. He did The Late Great Planet Earth. He claimed that he had cracked the code, that he knew exactly what Revelation meant. And then every few years, he would publish an update and, you know, make a few more million dollars. It's like, why do you need all these millions of dollars if the world's going to end? And I think he passed away recently or what, but he was the man who made millions off the apocalypse. And he knew what was going down. And he made this movie, and he wrote the book. It was a book first, The Late Great Planet Earth. And then it was a movie, and he got Orson Welles to be the narrator of the movie, you know, to lend it gravitas. So somebody, far ahead of his time, someone who certainly would have done well in the internet era, just to create that air of authority without really having one. But what was it? He described in detail. He wasn't vague about it at all. He said exactly. He didn't give the year, but there was a lot of Nostradamus involved in it, and there was some other stuff. But it is the same kind of thing, you know, same kind of thing. If you see, he wrote a book every 5 years. Today somebody puts a new prediction of. I don't know about apocalypse. I haven't seen any apocalypse predictions for a while. But there's all kinds of things they tell you. Well, they tell you, you know, anything about either, depending on which side you are on the political debate. There's plenty of fodder there. Things that you eat, other things that are going to kill us. And you can see that every day. You don't have to wait 5 years for Hal Lindsey to write a book. Somebody on the internet will give you that crap every day of the week if you want it. So this is where society has moved. This is our progress. If you will, is a preponderance and accretion of bullshit that is generally accepted as fact. But you say we could equally say that about you, Mudtoe, when you're talking on the radio and telling us your version of how it is. Well, I'm willing to tell you it's my version of how it is. You can take it or leave it as you wish. Doesn't bother me if you believe me or not. And I could be completely wrong, and I wouldn't want to mislead anybody. So you take it as it is with me. I have no agenda. I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything. I'm not trying to change anybody's mind. I'm just here. You know, it's 90% a mental exercise for me, you know, to try and keep my mind operating in a certain direction, because my writing has fallen off. My communications with most of my friends have fallen. I barely see any of my friends anymore other than on Facebook. I'm rather isolated here in Mudtoe Central, and this radio show is one of my few contacts with the outside world, although it is largely a one-way contact. And I'm not at all certain why I'm not getting any cool air off of my fan right now, and that's kind of upsetting me. I had a rather upsetting day in that way, but let me skip that and go back to the podcast thing, because that's not going to take very long anyway. I just said on casting pods. And it's a thing about, you know, it used to be this was always called a podcast, because that's what you were doing. You were sending the audio to an iPod, which was a fantastic thing at the time people were doing. Can you believe that? You could send your favorite radio show. I mean, like real radio shows, like they started sending their because at first it was just sort of the fringe stuff. And then when it started to catch on, then all of a sudden you could get Larry King or whoever was doing their radio show on the podcast. The podcast was a big deal. Now you're nobody if you don't have a podcast. In fact, they barely even mentioned it anymore. But when they do still call it a podcast, even though I don't think there are really any pods out there anymore. We've gone from pods to pads or just to our computers or whatever device, our cell phones. Most things come out of a cell phone now, I guess. But was it before? It was the pod, the iPod, the mighty iPod, and or the Zune, Microsoft's attempt. and you download to that, and you had your radio show, and it was a wonderful, beautiful thing that no one had ever imagined we might have. And now you have it where you set up where it just downloads automatically every week or every day. You know, you don't even have to think about it. You don't even have to really listen to this. You're reaching a point where you don't have to even listen to radio anymore. You don't have to watch television anymore. You just have it all piped to your favorite device. And again, one wonders if that's a good thing or not. I mean, we say progress, and as if we want to say progress is automatically a good thing. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. If it is, it's not my problem. Here at the center of the universe, center of my universe anyway. So that's all. It's the only note I was going to make about podcasting was we still call it podcasting. Just like we still call it, well, we don't anymore because we don't have cathode ray tubes anymore. But while we still had television, still had cathode ray tubes, we called them that even though there's really no such thing as a cathode ray. Just the name stuck. And what are you going to do? You need a good name for something, a catchy name for something. And the marketing people get onto it. I've got a call, and I'm just going to see what this is all about, just because I'm complaining about things being so isolated. I probably should answer. Let's have a quick look here. We've got 9602, you're on the air. What can I do for tonight?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I was just listening. I didn't get the totality of your show.
Oh, well, I don't either, so.
So what's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. It's a Friday. I'm doing my radio show.
Yeah.
I was talking about podcasting. I just thought it was kind of funny that they still call it podcasting, even though there aren't really pods anymore. And
right.
Before that, I was talking about Hal Lindsey and the late great Planet Earth, because I do kind of skip around a lot. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead what you were saying.
And I was about to start in on, I was out earlier this evening with a friend of mine. And we took a walk downtown, and we walked further than what I was kind of comfortable with, especially downtown and especially with it being as hot as it is. And we were going to see an art show. It was an art show about it was dog-themed art, you know, pictures of dogs and that sort of thing. And they were raising money for a dog shelter. So I went to this dog show, and it was in an all-dog art show. And it was in an old warehouse. And, you know, we're done with this long drive. It's okay. At least I'm going to go in, you know, there's going to be some air conditioning. And there was no air conditioning in the warehouse. It was very, very hot. my evening started kind of uncomfortable, and it ended kind of uncomfortable. And now I was just complaining about my fan not working. So it's sort of a theme going on that my cooling wishes are not being spoken to. So I don't know if that's an energetic thing or whether it's just bad luck, but and that brings you up to date.
My cooling wishes have been kind of strange as well, because where I'm working right now, it feels like I'm in the brick pizza oven.
Oh yeah.
That's just how it feels.
Ooh,
the buildings
yeah.
are like 100 years old, and
uh-huh.
they're all red brick buildings and cement floors and no air, and I just don't understand how they really expect people to focus, but I guess that's part of the plan.
Yeah.
You know, for us not to be able to focus is kind of weird. So.
Yes, I love red brick buildings, but they're no place to be in the summer.
It's crazy, especially, you know, with different energies in it.
Yeah. I think they're beautiful, yeah. And yeah, especially like you say. I mean, you know, everything that's, you know, every object, I think, holds the energy of whatever, you know, the things that went into it, you know, and the places it's sort of been, and bricks. I mean, they've got earth in them, and you know, and then they're made by people, and then they're brought from someplace else, and somebody, you know, has to lay them up, and a lot of work goes into that because it has to be done right. And and then the brick buildings tend to sit there for a long, long time, so they absorb a lot of energy from a lot of places.
Yeah, I never really looked at it like that, you know. I like the brick in homes, you know, real brick in homes. I don't like the new stuff that they got out now besides the pavers, but I think in homes, like, you know, in more colonial type homes, it looks good.
Yeah,
but you
yeah.
know that you mentioned like the work that goes in there. You know that energy is still there. I've been told by too many people like to give up on one particular location that I feel very connected to. And in the past, I was told that I was connected to this particular home. And for years now, people have been trying to tell me to walk away, give in, and give up. And even my spirit, I know that's not what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's because the energy that went into the building of the home or even the desire for the building, you know, for this particular home, why I'm so connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went by there a couple of hours ago, not too long ago, and the place just looks so dreadful and abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, I really wish that I could find someone who had clear, what do they call that, clear audience, like if they could see in there and see what is the real issue.
Yeah. Because
again, you know, like you said,
often when you talk to somebody about something like that, often what they just want to do is clear the house. And that's I don't think that's what you want to do at all.
I want to clear it and I want to restore it. First of all, I want to get the people that's there to leave, and they're pretending that they're there because they can't be there because there's no utilities there, there's no running water there, nothing in the side, the big facade, but they're not taking care of the house. Period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
I'm going to have some type of work done there, when I spiritual work to clean the environment before I even begin anything. I just wish I knew what was in it right now.
Yeah, but it's interesting. So I've been around a lot of old places, and it's just the energy can be very intimidating. You know, I had a friend of mine who owned a very old, it was a restaurant that was in a very old building. And especially in areas like the basement, you could just feel how much energy was down there, and that didn't seem very happy. I think a lot of times it's just like when as a person you get older and you're not happy about the changes that go on in life, I think that probably goes on with whether it's a conscious entity or just energy that's hanging around, probably doesn't care for the way things really are anymore. You know, it's the changes that have gone on are very, I think, can be very stressful for an entity that's kind of been left behind, maybe stuck here.
So how do you find out if an entity is stuck? Like, is that
possible, that's a good question, before you start
experiencing things?
I mean, I know some people who, you know, who have told me things about, you know, that I don't know anybody. I'm sure there are people who might be able to tell you specific things that had happened. You know, so if something, you know, if there was a particularly a very energetic event that happened that's left its imprint on the place. I'm not real familiar with that myself. I know a couple of people who would do the kind of thing you were saying, was you went through the house with some sage and just cleared it.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't really tell you what's been going on. So you're at work tonight?
No. I work during the day. During the day. Mm-hmm. Just making a midnight snack.
Yeah, I work during the day,
but I think the night would be much better if I had a job that was during the night. It wouldn't be as hot and miserable as it is during the day right now.
Might not. Just I know
during
I did.
Ridiculous.
I know. The last job I worked was afternoons, and I found I didn't, you know, it didn't really even appeal to me as much as, you know, I thought it would be a lot better for me than days, but it didn't turn out that way. I've never done an overnight job before.
My husband does. That's different. He likes the overnight.
I know some people do.
Yeah. Just they have
less management. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't get your name before. What is your name, dear?
My name is Jacqueline. Jackie.
Jacqueline. Jackie, how are you?
Yeah.
I'm Mud Toe.
I'm good. How do you pronounce that?
Just Mud Toe. Just Mud Toe. M-U-D-T-O-E.
Okay. Are you Native American?
I am not. I belong to an adopted spirituality. So we sort of share the ideas and the symbols of a Native American church that is recognized of Native blood, but I can't claim to be one of the first peoples. No, I was interested in the spirituality and the ideas, and so I explore it in that way. Hey, Jackie,
yeah,
was there anything else?
They're doing a lot of crazy stuff with Native Americans now.
Oh, yes, they are.
Not even just here, even in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every group that has a strong sense of spirituality is like on the radar right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that.
So it seems like if it's not organized religion or, you know, the accepted norms. It's,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there were a lot of until recently there was a lot of Native American ceremony that was illegal in the States. You couldn't do it, and now that's loosened up as Native American groups have been recognized by the United Nations as an indigenous people, and that they have the rights to their own religions and ceremonies. But then, as you say, it always seems like people are trying to shut that down. Well, Jackie, is there anything else I can do for you this evening?
No, I'm just trying to get to a place of clarity. And, you know, I listen, I learn, and when I ask questions.
No, there you go.
I actually was just listening because you are a shaman, and you know, from my understanding with shamans, they pretty much, you know how to reach that place, or at least teach other people to reach that place.
Well, I can't say. I mean, I've had some experiences in that area. I don't know how I'm doing that, and I don't know that other shamans that I know really know that either. It's you try and find a direction that seems like it's the right one, and you trust that spirit's gonna set your feet on the right path, and that's really all you can do.
Is spirit telling you anything for me?
Well, not so much. I mean, it's not so much that the spirit tells me things, but I resonated a lot with what you were saying about the house, and you know, seeing that as a place where that you felt you needed to be, and I'm feeling that's kind of resonating with me. And those, what I mean by that is, it seems like that's right. It seems like that, whatever, you know. And, you know, I don't know if I can give you clues as to how to get there, but that did seem to me, as you were saying it, that is, you're correct that there's a connection there that you need to be exploring that more.
Yeah, I know, that's why I've been given, that's why I have so much resistance.
Mm-hmm.
I know that much. No? But sometimes I second guess and say, is it the right choice to keep pursuing or just let it go, as folks would say? And I'm like, they don't understand. You just said and done.
Yeah. And I think, I wonder if the things in your life that, well, maybe I shouldn't say that. I find that the things that there may be, you know, that you're, that maybe I am sort of obsessing on.
Who, me?
They tend to get, no, me. I'm saying from my experience, if there's something that I'm kind of stuck on, seems like that tends to
I'm
get
not
taken
stuck.
Away.
Let me tell you
That's what
you
I'm
know
saying.
What you, no,
saying,
but it would it okay. would appear that way because it's been going on for some years now.
Mm-hmm.
When you know that something is deliberately being done because they don't want you to do it for various reasons. I already know why they don't want me to do it. They don't want me to do it because they couldn't do it, or they didn't have it in their mind to do it. It's not a matter of being stuck. It's a matter of being determined.
Right. And it's still there for you.
Right. And I feel like this. Everyone has their own personal goals, and everybody have their own desires. I don't think anyone should tell me that what I want to do is I'm stuck on it.
Right.
If it's a goal of mine, it's a goal of mine. Why should I change my goal? If there's something that needs to be corrected along the way, then, you know, those are the things that I want to know. There's certain things that need to be done along the way to make it optimal. Those are the things that I want to learn, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, people are entitled to their opinions and what they see, and sometimes even if someone says, well, this is going to be difficult, that's going to be difficult, well, guess what? All of life is difficult.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's best to be working towards the things that that are calling towards you than just a bunch of, you know, just a bunch of stuff that maybe, you know, other people say you should care about, but, you know, you don't. It's the other thing that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to have to step aside here because I have to close the show.
Okay.
I'm just about to get done. But, Jackie, thank you so much for calling.
Sure, sure. Okay. Thank you for taking the call.
Have a good evening.
Listening.
Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, that's some very good points there, I think. It's, I'm jealous in a way. She says something, Jackie has something, you know, very, very important that she's focused on, and I'm still looking for that. So look to that, perhaps for some inspiration. And we have come very close to the ending of our program. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. I'll save some of my other stories. This is usually how it works for next time. And I'll think of a wonderful theme as usual. And we'll spend this half an hour together. Again, I thank you so much for being here, being out there for me, and I wish you a pleasant good evening.